northern Pakistan, while bees the world over have been dying off from disease and environmental stress, the bees here are thriving. They yield a delicious honey. The women who collect it believe it to be gold standard, simply the best. One problem. While being far away from the environmental conditions that stress the bees, they're also far away from the markets that will pay top dollar for their top quality product. This is Gilgit. It was once a thriving trading center on the ancient Silk Route. Today it's not on any main route, and tourism has slumped with the country's political instability. Getting products out of here adds to costs. As a result, most of what is produced here is eaten here. That's called subsistence farming, and subsistence means poverty, especially for the women whose status is many notches below the men in this conservative society. Enter the Hashu Foundation, a non-profit organization set up by the Hashwani family. Chair Sarah Hashwani wants to see some changes in these remote communities. To make this happen, the foundation began giving training in beekeeping. Crucially, the Hashu Foundation was also able to link these remote honey producers to lucrative markets in Pakistan's five-star hotels.
We're not interested in just helping them earn more money, but we want to see that their children are better educated, that their children have access to health care, that they have better sanitation in the house, they have access to better nutrition. It's been close to a year that we started the project. We've seen a tremendous difference in the lives of the women and the families.